I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed.
There is no success without failure. They go hand in hand. And with the failure comes amazing lessons, adjustments. And you get sharper because of the that you've done wrong. So I embrace the concept of failure just as much as I embrace the win of success.
If you play with the fear of failing, you'll have the pressure on yourself, you know, to capitulate to that fear. If you play with the sense of I want to win, then you have the fear of what happens if you don't. But if you find common ground in the middle, in the center, then it doesn't matter. You're unfazed by either, right? And that enables you to really just stay in the moment, stay connected to it, and not feel anything other than what's in front of you.
We're so controlled by what's the result? Win or lose, what's the result? You lost. If winning is the only way that you edify your value and your worth, you're going to live a really miserable life, because we all lose. We all fail. It's part of the learning process. You know, people always say either win or you learn. It's so true. So f***ing true.
Failure is education if you use it. I mean, if you learn something, it's not a failure. If you don't learn anything, then it's failure. Why not adopt the philosophy that life is not happening to me, it's happening for me? And that everything's happening for me, even what I thought was failure. And now my job is to figure out where's the benefit and use it.
Failure is just lessons and feedback on what you can do to change. You don't lose until you stop.
Say that again, failure.
Failure is just lessons. It just shows you what mistakes you made and tells you what not to do the next time.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But when you stop, that's when you lose.
As a gymnast, I failed 50 times a day. I tried something, I messed up, I fell, I crashed, and I kept doing it. So failure to me was just a stepping stone to where I was going.
That's what humans are good at. We all fail. We've all failed.
Did you ever fight somebody that you were like, that they got you? Was there ever a kid that got you or no?
Absolutely. In order to be good, you have to lose it and understand loss. Because loss is life. Because life is gonna give everybody a bad hand. No one's going to leave here without being tried in life.
Wow.
And you have to be, you know, you're going to have to take it. Adversity makes the strong stronger or the weak weaker.
How did you learn that?
I have to lose everything.
If you fail on Monday, the only way it's a failure on Monday is if you decide to not progress from that. And so to me, that's why failure is non-existent. Because, you know, if I fail today, okay, I'm going to learn something from that failure and I'm going to try again on Tuesday.
You got to find ways to dig deep, because the reality of your career is overcoming adversity. And the only way to do that is to fail. And the only way to fail is to put yourself in uncomfortable situations, because you're always in your comfort zone. You're not going to fail. So if you fail and then you figure out a solution to overcome the failure, you gain a lot of self-confidence. And if you gain self-confidence, then the next opportunity you have to succeed, you got a much better opportunity to do just that.
Confidence breeds success, and success breeds confidence. They go hand in hand.
There's nothing I would do unless I have possibility of being humiliated. Because only by doing that, I would rise to my highest potential. Because when I succeed, I truly succeed.
So to me, failure is amazing, because it teaches you and really forces you to look inside yourself about what you need to do better. I had to grind my freshman year, my sophomore year, my third year, to even get a chance to play in my fourth year. And in my fourth year, I thought, okay, I was the backup last year. We won the national championship. The guy who beat me out is now a professional quarterback. I'm going to step into this role as a starting quarterback. And the coach was like, nope. And I was like, shit. So I knew how to compete, because that's what I had continued to have to do. I mean, I started every game that year, and I was going back for my fifth year. So I go in there before the season starts, and the head coach calls me and he says, hey, this is what we're going to do. Tom, you're going to start, but this other quarterback who they recruited the year before, you're going to play in the second quarter. And I'm going to determine who's the quarterback in the third and fourth quarter by who plays well in the second quarter. And it felt like a big gut punch, because I thought I did everything right. I thought I'd worked really hard to get the things that I wanted. But you know what? In his eyes, it wasn't enough. So what did I do? I had to go out there and prove it.
You know, it's I think the best way to prove your value is to work, is to learn, is to absorb, to be a sponge. You always want to outwork your potential. You know, as hard as you believe you can work harder than that.
We got to do more of the right things. So to me, it's always pointed back at yourself. What do I need to do better to help us be more successful?
I hate losing. I mean, that's no secret. But you gotta lose. I feel like every time I lose, I get better. And I think it's important for me to have losses.
The best in the world are not the best because they win every point. It's because they know they lose again and again and have learned how to deal with it.
The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup! But it's going to be too late for New Zealand. Australia knows their gold medal. And Woodman is inconsolable on the pitch.
And the New York Giants, 1 second away from pulling off this upset. The Giants have won the Super Bowl.
And after a 22-year absence, the Boston Celtics are NBA champions once again.
What I've learned is to always keep going. You know, there's been times, particularly early in my career, where it just feels like this is the end. But what I've come to find out is that no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready.
By 10, and time is beginning to run out for the Chicago Bulls. But if the Pistons are going to move on to play the Lakers, and the difference...
We had a chance to beat them. We just didn't respond. I was devastated. I was absolutely devastated. I cried on the bus. My father came on and said, look, it's just one game. Bounce back. Come back next year.
Jordan from deep. Michael Jordan has connected on Detroit Pistons. Heading back to the locker room. Their season has concluded while the Chicago Bulls advance to the NBA championship round.
Successful people see opportunity in every failure. Normal people see failure in every opportunity. Both are right. Only one gets rich.
You can't control the outcome all the time. Like, the ball's going to bounce the other team's way. Like, sometimes it should go the other people's way. It shouldn't always go your way. You get motivated by the losses. You stay motivated through the winning. What you can control is your process. You can control the work ethic, the consistent discipline, your attitude, your culture, how much you care. All those things are in you. They just need to be drawn out of you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
The truth is, whatever game you play in life, sometimes you're going to lose. A point, a match, a season, a job. It's a roller coaster with many ups and downs. And it's natural when you're down to doubt yourself and to feel sorry for yourself. And by the way, your opponents have self-doubt too. Don't ever forget that. You want to become a master at overcoming hard moments. That is, to me, the sign of a champion.
Chris Bumstead, he is the Mr. Olympia Classic Physique Champion 4 years in a row. This guy is, he looks like he's carved out of stone. He's the modern day Arnold Schwarzenegger. People are making a lot of comparisons. He doesn't have the tyrannical self-belief that someone like a Michael Jordan does. So, you know, Michael Jordan is, he wouldn't even dream of losing. If anybody slighted him, there was this sort of rage fire that was lit underneath him. But Chris's approach is very different. He's like, I think about losing all the time. It's like, I'm scared of losing. I'm scared of losing to my opponent. But his idea was that because he has accepted the fact that he may lose, he believes it's given him the potential to be able to put it all on the line in a way that someone who hadn't considered the possibility of losing wouldn't be able to do it.
You know, the way I view it is sometimes you have to lose to win. And last year we lost. And I think it set us up and put us in better position to win this year. The number one goal from everybody here would be to win. And when that is the number one goal of everyone that walks into this building, everything else, you figure it out. Sometimes you succeed. Sometimes you fail. And that's just the nature of it.
Get rid of fear. It can be an engine to motivate you and make you work hard. But at a certain point, though, fear can hold you back. It's easy to get complacent and to start thinking, man, I've done all right. I'm comfortable. Let me not risk trying to do something I'm not sure I can do. Sometimes you fail, but sometimes you succeed. And you can learn from both, right? As long as you're willing to be self-critical and kind of evaluate when things don't work, why they didn't work, that you don't need to be afraid. And that's going to hold you back.
from the outsider's perspective, everything looks like it's easier and better run than it actually is. But if you have the insider perspective of how the sausage is made, you realize like how inefficient virtually everything is. And so that's, I think that's a big part of life, is just like realizing that success is harder than it looks. We talked about this earlier with Tiger Woods, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, all these people. Like, if you actually dig into what their life is, it's infinitely harder than it looks. I think in most endeavors in life, people perfectly understand the relationship between price and quality. You want a nicer car, it costs more. Bigger house, it costs more. But that like understanding goes out the window when you're talking about career success or career fulfillment or personal health, things like that. Like that, the relationship just kind of breaks down in their own mind. But it doesn't go away. Like the higher the success, the higher the cost. I love reading biographies of entrepreneurs, of generals, whoever it might be. With very few exceptions, do I finish the biography and think to myself, I want that person's life. What I think is, I'm glad they existed. I'm so glad the world had that person that we can all benefit from. But the crazy success comes with a cost that very few people, including most of the time myself, are not willing to pay.
A lot of things happen in our life. You know, we all face our challenges and adversities, and we all go through things. And I think life is about dealing with a lot of things that you didn't want to have happen in your life, whether it's your business or whether it's sports or whether it's personal or, you know, children. And like I said, we all have our unique challenges, but do the best you can do. Show up every day and make the commitment to yourself and the people that count on you, the people that you support you. And through a lot of failures, you're going to learn a lot, and you're going to hopefully be humbled. Because sometimes, you know, you give your best and it doesn't work. And I learned that in sports, and you learn it in life in different ways too. Sometimes you try your best, you work hard, but it just doesn't in the end go the way you want. So what are you going to do? Quit? You're going to just blame everyone else? You're going to go in there and blame the guy next door and blame that person and blame the dog and go out there and sleep until 10 o'clock? Or are you going to get out of bed, wake up, and go do something about it?
What one small step could I implement in my life? What one small change that would increase the probability that the next time I'm in this situation that I would come out as a winner rather than a loser? It's like, okay, you can feel good and not learn, or you can learn and feel terrible. That's part of the art of learning to lose gracefully.
Take a pause before you make a decision and say, what if? Take a negative and turn it into a positive. Don't be afraid to fail.
You go after things. You try them. Even if you fail, you get back up. And you continue to try and fail, continue to try and fail. And ensuring you never fail to try. If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse.
The only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer.
Healthy things grow. Healthy people grow. But growth hurts like hell.
But growth hurts. Becoming the best version of yourself comes with a lot of goodbyes. It's really fucking uncomfortable. But you need to do it if you want to grow.
Everyone's got the talent, and everyone wants it, but somebody wants it more. Someone's heartbeat is constantly beating for it. When you perform to a certain level and no one's watching, it's a habitual habit that's trained and perfected and then remastered and remastered every single day.
If it always feels easy, you're probably doing it wrong. Growth hurts before it pays off.
The pain that you feel today, though, is going to be the power that you're going to feel tomorrow.
To grow, you must suffer. You can't escape it. You can't run from it. All you have to do is rise up again.
Everybody wants success, but nobody wants to suffer. And without suffering, there is no success. So suffer now and live the rest of your life a champion. It's not a game. Every single day, you gotta get up and put the work in. Every single day, you have to give it all you have. Because the future is depending on you. Children, people, generations are depending on you. And what you do today will determine how your future looks. Everybody wants a new life, a new area code, new zip codes, new cars, new relationships, new connections. We want influence and affluence and money and power. But nobody wants to suffer. You can't have anything without the pain. So put the pain in. Suffer now and see the success come.
You want to break my motherfucking legs? So be it. I have a way of going to a place where all the pain and suffering that they put on top of me in Hell Week, I will reverse that pain and suffering, and I will take your soul, knowing that I'm comfortable being very unfucking comfortable. That's my happiness, is my reflection on the suffering of my journey, knowing I never quit.
Only weak motherfuckers in life go after things they already know they can achieve. You gotta do something you're not quite sure of. Try something new if you wanna switch it up. That's where growth comes, man. That's where your body's forced to adapt. Forced to suffer the discipline today. So you never suffer the form of regret tomorrow. That's what the fuck that's about.
We have the ability to go in such a space if you're willing to suffer. And I mean suffer. Your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything.
You know, I think about greatness, I think about not whether you have what it takes like that. I think everybody has what it takes, but it's, will you do what it takes?
Ooh.
And that's the difference. A lot of people listening, you have what it takes, but will you do what it takes to be great? Greatness is doing whatever it takes to get there.
I had to figure out I wasn't going to be a punk kid all my life. So the only way I could turn it around was to suffer. I had to build calluses in my brain the same way I built calluses on my hands. So I broke the Ginsburg World's record for pull-ups a long time ago, but I failed at it twice. And I did 67,000 pull-ups in trying to break this record. So to do 4,030 pull-ups, I had to do 67,000 for training for that.
Wow.
And so what I realized is, for me to become the man I wanted to become, I saw myself as the weakest person God ever created. So I wanted to change that to be the hardest man ever created. Am I that? I don't know, but you had to have a goal. My goal was, the only person that's gonna turn this person around is me. The only way I can turn it around is put myself through the worst things possible a human being can ever endure. And that'd be the only way that I can build this brain to handle anything that comes in front of it, callousing my mind through pain and suffering.
It's not about the dog that's in the fight. It's the fight within the dog. Well, yeah, it's a shitty situation. I gotta go to work because I gotta pay the bills and support my family. But you know, it doesn't mean I have to shortcut my success in what I'm doing. I'll find a way to work this out. It's all about the perseverance of somebody. That will override any endeavor. What continues to last forever is a perseverance to always show up. That's what champions do. Every single champion is the same as every ordinary person. The only differential is that they show up to the event every single day. They see failure as a learning curve. They welcome failure. You learn more from failure than you ever will from success. So showing up and getting knocked on your ass, stand back up and reface that endeavor is going to be the overriding factor that makes a difference. All of that can be attained if you show up and you're willing to risk failure for success.
But what I find so interesting is how we, as a species, run from pain, we run from suffering. I firmly believe that you need something that is brutal, is difficult, is hardship. It knocks you off center. It makes you feel bad, because in the process of rebuilding and clawing back from that, climbing up, then you can become something. But you, unless you've been tested, unless you've gone through the ringer, you've got no hope. What you've done is maybe the ultimate expression of that, which is, how do you put yourself through it?
Only the strong survive and all this other crap. They're all just f***ing words. Someone may think Goggins is just talking. You don't know me. So when I speak from passion, I speak from experience, I speak from suffering.
There will always be pain. There will always be betrayal. There will always be somebody that doubts you, somebody that overlooks you, somebody that undervalues you, somebody that talks the talk but doesn't walk the walk, somebody that's with you but not for you. We're always gonna experience pain. I'm gonna say it again, it is inevitable and it is unavoidable. So use it, because it's always gonna be there. There will always be a measure of pain in your life.
If you can, for the rest of your life, live inside of yourself, Stop listening to people who are calling you fat. Everything that is makes no sense. All these insecure people putting their insecurities on you, you gotta flush it out. You gotta just be whoever the hell God or whoever the hell you believe in. If you believe in nothing but yourself, I don't care what it is. You gotta take everything and throw it away. You have to believe in one thing, and that is yourself. Right now, for you to find greatness in yourself, you're not gonna find it by looking in a book or by even hearing me. I may give you the spark, but you've got to go inside yourself to find it. And that means you gotta be quiet. Shut the fuck up, go in a room, stop talking, search your soul, search your mind, search your abilities, and you'll find it. But if you're not looking for it, you won't find it. So you gotta go start your journey. And the journey starts with you finding, why the hell am I here on this planet Earth? Why am I here? And if you don't know that, you will live the rest of your life searching, always asking the question, why?
On that last 19 miles, feet are broken, ankles are taped, shin splints, stress fractures. What are the words that are going through your mind? Are you in the cookie jar?
I'm deep in the cookie jar, and the cookie jar is something that I've made up of all the failures of my life, all the things that I failed and I went back. I failed and I went back and I finally succeeded. All the things that kicked my ass, I put them all in the cookie jar, because at times of hell, even the hardest men, in times of suffering, what we do is we forget how hard we really are. Because that's what suffering is. Suffering is a test. That's all it is. Suffering is the true test of life. And so that cookie jar travels in my brain. So whenever I get put in a situation where life sucks, I take a second, I take the 1 second decision. I step out of my life for 1 second, go in the cookie jar, pull up. Oh, motherfucker, you were in 3 hell weeks and finished 2. One of those hell weeks a guy died in because it was so bad. Oh, you are a motherfucking badass.
You're under no obligation to be who you were 5 minutes ago. Like, you can just change it. Just decide to be somebody else today if you really want to. And then the second thing that holds people back is the fears that they create. But there's actually only 2 fears that people are born with. It's the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling are the 2 that are built into the human circuitry. Everything else is learned. You have primal fears, which is actually like physical pain or death attached to it, which we need to survive. The other ones, the fear of failure, the fear of rejection, the fear of not being loved, the fear of running out of money, all of those are intellectual fears because they're not actually existing in reality in this moment. Fear is a perception of a imagined future event. And the key part is imagined future event.
It may never happen.
And it's not happening right now.
We got to suffer. That's how we grow. That's how we become something that the world has yet to see. If things are gonna get tough, I got to be ready.
What if the pain can make you better? What if the pain could build muscle? What if the pain could cause you to reach higher, to leap farther, to run faster? What if the pain could help you? What if all pain isn't hurt, but it's help?
It holds more value than you think. Because that's a small step of what the big steps become. And if you shortcut the simple, easy ones, how are you ever going to complete two from start to finish, the ones that really matter? Just like a true champion doesn't just exist in the arena, but exists everywhere else too. Those moments and inches that are won at the final hour that make or break a win or a loss aren't discovered there. They're discovered through thousands of hours in the training lab when no one's watching. Do you get up and run at 5 in the morning when it's pouring down rain? At those competitions, at the very end state, what really wins it isn't the potential of the person. It's the perseverance. I know who you are because you're the same person. In adversity, in victory, in defeat, you're the same motherfucker.